My name is Sophia Driscoll, and I am a Healthy Minds Alliance member with Every Mind in Rockville, Maryland.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health 360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
Welcome, current, former, future AmeriCorps service members. My name is Michael, and I will be your host today for the Healthy Minds Alliance podcast, and I'm also a currently serving AmeriCorps service member. Joining me today is Sophia. Sophia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
I'm so excited to get a chance to talk to you today. Now, in your quick introduction, you mentioned your host site. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So Every Mind is a mental health focused nonprofit organization in Rockville, Maryland, doing a lot of work in the kind of Southern Maryland, DC, Montgomery County side of things, as well as throughout the DMV. So that's DC, Maryland, and Virginia, where they all kind of converge together.
Excellent. So you are a currently serving AmeriCorps member, though your term is very close to expiring. So you've got like a full 9.7 months into the program. I want to talk a little bit about that, but first tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who are you when you're not AmeriCorps-ing?
Yeah, I graduated from George Mason University in May of 2022 and started my AmeriCorps term right after that. I studied religious studies, did some psychology courses, not quite a minor. I was like one course away from a minor. I like to sing, play guitar, explore trails. There are a lot of good trails in Maryland. It's very nice. So all of those things are fun.
So if you don't mind me asking, how did you end up becoming an AmeriCorps member? Like, were you looking for a way to serve? And then this is what you stumbled onto. Was this part of your plan, your career goals? Like, because everybody's journey is a little bit different. So how did you end up getting involved in AmeriCorps and or Healthy Minds Alliance specifically?
Yeah. So when I was in school, in college, I was a wellness peer educator for a little while, specifically focused on alcohol and other drugs. And I was able to give presentations to students in the dorms and do stuff like that. And I was really finding my footing with that. I was involved with Active Minds. And so I was looking for something in this space. And I had a friend who did either Healthy Minds Alliance or something similar. I'm not really sure. A couple of years before I was ready for something like that. I was still in school full time and not looking for an opportunity like that. But when she was doing it, I sort of filed it in the back of my mind to like, time comes, look for that. And so I found it.
Yeah, very good. And I've actually found that, you know, I've been doing quite a few of these interviews, and I find a lot of times that is the avenue, is that somebody knows someone who has done it before.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, again, my other big hobby is role-playing games. I'm really big into that. And that's also very common. It's always like we call it the older cousin method. Is it seems like anytime you're introduced to a game like that, it's because your older cousin played it and they showed you the ropes. Yeah. Was there anything about applying for the position or getting started that, you know, you've got a full term under your belt? If you're going to go back and tell Sophia something 10 months ago, is there anything you would have told yourself about the process, the program, how you got started, anything that might help it make it smoother, or just advice you would give yourself or someone else about to start the program?
Honestly, I'd probably just go with, it's going to be okay. Like, there's a lot of like, you know, overwhelm at the beginning of, okay, you're signing your contract. This is what it looks like. This is the 9 months with AmeriCorps. And then like there's a lot of terminology. Like, this is your host site. This is your service term, this is the service hours and learning all of the systems and stuff. And I was very nervous at the beginning about doing all of that right. But you're supported at my host site and through like Healthy Minds Alliance. Like, if I had questions, I could ask them to people and like, okay, Sophia, it's going to be okay. Like, you're going to be fine. You're going to figure it out. It's okay.
Yes. Yeah, that is actually one of the other things I've learned through this process of being the interviewer for so many of these interviews now, is that, you know, there are lots of ways for people to serve. If that is something you're interested in doing, there are lots of programs and avenues to do that. But with AmeriCorps specifically and then Healthy Minds Alliance within that, it's a pretty well-established program. There's a lot of support structures. There's very knowledgeable people. And I'm not saying that it's exclusive to AmeriCorps and to Healthy Minds Alliance, but there is an infrastructure in place. So you're not alone. Whether your host site specifically or maybe within Healthy Minds Alliance, we have, you know, not really supervisors. Again, the name is escaping me right now who they are, but they, like or their position title, but they're there to help us through problems. So it is nice having AmeriCorps those resources available. That's the, yes, thank you very much. The specialists who are there all the time if we need help or direction or guidance. Like, again, they've done this before as well. So it definitely makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So one more time, what is the name of your host site that you work with?
EveryMind.
So when you joined AmeriCorps, did you look to join that site specifically? And then AmeriCorps was the avenue to do that? Or did you join AmeriCorps and then they're like, hey, here's a host site near you? Like, how did that work out?
Ooh, that's kind of a chicken and egg question.
Okay.
Because I knew about this AmeriCorps program before I knew about EveryMind. But the reason I did apply to join EveryMind specifically because of the location. So
okay.
I don't know really which one came first when I found the posting. It was more of just like a light bulb of recognition of this is the thing that my friend did a few years ago that I thought would be really interesting to do. And it worked out.
Yeah. And that is, again, another one of the benefits of the AmeriCorps program is that it is nationwide, that if you are looking to serve in a specific area, there's probably a host site nearby that you could apply for or get in contact with and hopefully work within that. So you mentioned EveryMind already, like what it does. So what are you doing specifically there to support their mission? Like, I know most of the people I interview, we deal with mental health training. Usually it's like youth mental health. Sometimes it's adult. Sometimes it's QPR. But tell me a little bit about specifically what you are doing to help EveryMind's mission statement.
Yep. So EveryMind's mission statement is like underneath on the logo, it says your mental wellness, our mission. And basically it's a local mental health organization doing both like direct service in schools for adults, homeless services, all sorts of stuff like that. Also doing community education, serving the military and veteran population within the community. And so my role is a lot of mental health first aid training. So I'm certified to teach adult, youth, and military veterans and their families modules. And so kind of taking those trainings through from like talking to course contacts and organizations about scheduling them, to actually teaching them, to making sure that everyone gets the opportunity to fill in their evaluation and get the certification and make sure they're supported like along the way. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of what I do. I also just, it's a really cool thing about AmeriCorps is like, that is sort of the main crux of my role, but I can also like, there's such opportunity to be able to work on other things and learn about other things. I got to moderate a LGBTQ youth panel in November. That was really exciting. I got to help out with a food assistance program for veterans and their families in the DC, Maryland, Virginia region. So basically, like if I ask one of my like teammates, you know, hey, do you need help with something? Or if they want to ask my help for something, I get to help with it. And that's really exciting. I like the variety.
Yeah. Just to be a little bit self-serving, this podcast exists because I love podcasts and I serve in AmeriCorps and I'm like, hey, can I find a way to use this passion and this experience I have? And they're like, yes, we will help you do that.
Yeah.
So I do love that within AmeriCorps, you know, you are serving a host site, but you do have the ability to flex your muscles a little bit and maybe whether it be stretch yourself or bring your own expertise to the party. It's lovely to hear that. Now, I believe you're the first person I've talked to that has specifically said that you have the training, the mental health for adults, for youth and military specifically. And other people may have mentioned it and I just didn't clock it. So my question for you, because again, when I got hired or brought in for service, again, the terminology is weird. We don't work, we serve, we don't get paid, we get a stipend. But, you know, I was offered the opportunity to learn the youth mental health first aid training, which I now am a certified instructor and I can take that outside of AmeriCorps when my term's over if I want. So did AmeriCorps provide you with that training or did you say, hey, I want to do additional modules and then you or your host site pay for it separately? How does that work? Because I honestly just don't know.
Yeah. So my adult training was provided by AmeriCorps, adult mental health first aid. And I think that depends by host site as far as like if you're doing mostly youth or mostly adult or something. So my adult training was provided by AmeriCorps. And then actually it was really fortuitous. Opportunity came up through Mental Health Association of Maryland, a grant funded youth mental health first aid instructor training. And so they threw me in the hat for that, and I was able to complete that one. One thing I don't recommend is completing your instructor training while you have COVID-19. I was like, it was virtual, but I couldn't move it. And so I was like, all right, I guess I'm teaching with this cough.
Oh, wow.
But
that's rough.
So that was just sort of looking back, like, I'm really grateful for how, you know, I didn't have like awful COVID. But yeah, I did that through Mental Health Association of Maryland. And then the military training is an additional module that had just been released like at the end of December. And there's a period of a couple weeks where you could access it for free. It was like an hour, a little over an hour training on top of the adult mental health first aid.
Okay. That is very, very cool and very ambitious of you. I'm doing the youth mental health training myself, and we finally, as I'm nearing the end of my first term, I am going to be doing a second, that we kind of now have like an established routine. I've got a couple colleges near me that have one, like, we just want to do this every semester. They have like psychology, sociology classes. So I've kind of got myself into a routine now that it'll be easier going forward. But the first few months, I really struggled to find people and to, you know, let people know what I'm offering and get them to get involved. So being able to be more flexible and offer it to various groups is just, it's a great idea if you can manage it. But I also imagine that it's not stressful, but it's a lot of work. Like, it, you know, it's, I'm not saying it's like digging a ditch hard, but there's a lot of effort and mental and emotional energy that goes into not only learning these courses, but then providing them to people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky too, in terms of there have been AmeriCorps members before me who have really laid that foundation of partnerships. And so I've been able to really kind of draw on that and work with people who then, like, I didn't have to do the first step of like, nobody knows that these trainings are out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, like, my first couple were people who were coming back and saying, you know, hey, can we offer this again? And then I was able to build from there. But I feel like I did sort of skip the like really tough step of being like, I have this thing. Now I need to tell everyone about it.
Yes. Yes. I'll go back to our, AmeriCorps and our specialists, that they were also able to help me. Like, I was like, I'm really struggling to get, you know, people in the class, and they offered suggestions, and you know, they went to some other people who were very successful, like, hey, what are you doing? And so they're there to support us, whatever we need. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
So do you have any, like, so, you know, one of the things that we want to do with this, I mean, it's no secret, like, this is a recruitment tool in a way. We want people who are interested either in AmeriCorps or Healthy Minds Alliance or just serving in general. Maybe they happen upon this podcast and they get to hear members who've had, you know, wonderful times serving. So what is something you have gotten out of this? Like, you know, you're almost out. So you've almost got a full term behind you. Is there a particular moment that stands out that you're like excited about or grateful for, or just like a learning moment that you think you're going to carry with you for a while?
Yeah, I don't know about a specific moment. I think just more, I would just so highly recommend this as an opportunity for people who just graduated college, because it's like, this is an opportunity that in serving and doing something that I'm genuinely proud to be doing, I've also been able to learn what I like to do practically. Because the thing about like going to college, I mean, some majors, I think it's different, you know, like, oh, you're training for like this sort of career or something, but that isn't really the path that I took. I majored in religious studies. And so I'm like, I know what I like to study. I know what I like to talk about. I know what I like to read about. I don't really know what I like to do. And so this gave me the opportunity to do a ton of different things related to sort of the subjects I liked, and figure out a little bit more like, okay, where do I fit? Like, how can I contribute to society beyond this? How can I support myself beyond this? While then also just doing something that, yeah, I'm proud to be able to do. And something that surprised me as well, I don't know if surprised me is the right word, but I wasn't necessarily expecting, is how effusive the network of AmeriCorps alums are. Like if I just encounter someone who's done AmeriCorps, like even in some of my classes, like I've gotten an email back from someone that's like, oh, you're AmeriCorps. I did AmeriCorps like 20 years ago. And there's just such a pride in it and like excitement about it. That's really cool. And so I think it's a great thing kind of as like, oh, suddenly I'm not a student anymore, but here's this important thing happening that I was able to join. So,
yeah, that's, again, I haven't quite encountered that myself, but I can definitely see that where there is a network of people, probably many professionals that have gone on to jobs in the corporate world and other places, that, you know, having AmeriCorps on a resume is not going to be a bad thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else you want to share about your host site, about your training, anything maybe you're just looking forward to now that your term is ending, I assume moving into a career or other opportunities, anything you just want to share because you're proud of it?
Well, I was really excited. So the AmeriCorps, the goal for AmeriCorps for us is to train 150 people throughout our service term in whichever training we're using, so mental health, first aid in my case. And I like came this close. I was like, of course, podcast, you can't see my finger. So I'm like, this is a small space. I think I've ended my, like I'm ending my term with like 260 something.
Oh, that is amazing.
So that was really exciting just to be able to, because with the pre-work and stuff, it's just, it's tough to make sure that everyone feels supported to get all the way through the course. So I'd say that's probably something I was proud of.
You absolutely should be proud. Again, as someone who's doing it and has struggled to get to that, you know, 150, it's not a quota, is not the right word. It's a goal. It's like what we're trying to achieve. But as someone who's struggling to get to that before the end of my first term, that is remarkable. And you should be very proud of that number.
Thanks.
Well, I think that's all the official questions I have, but I want to give you an opportunity to, again, once again, to share anything that I didn't ask about that you were hoping I would, about yourself, the program, your host site. So just pretend that I asked the perfect question so that you could give the answer you wanted to give and then answer that question.
Honestly, I think you did ask the perfect question, but in terms of the just the whole of like what it looks like and different aspects, like, okay, here's the tasks that we're doing. Here's the impact and the effect on like service member and, you know, community and stuff. So I don't really know that I have a lot to add other than just like, you know, this is cool. Like, check it out. And also, if you want to check out, like, if you happen to be in the local Every Mind area of Rockville, Maryland. And also, I think I just totally ruined your podcast with the email coming in.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But if you're in the DMV area or happen to be within Every Mind's range and want to check out what we're doing over there, absolutely do so. Because I'm really excited about both what AmeriCorps is doing and what Every Mind is doing. So it's been fantastic to be part of it.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. Again, just as another service member, thank you for your service here at the AmeriCorps. I'm sure you will be missed. It will be very hard to find someone that can bring the same level of passion and expertise, but I'm sure we will do our best to do that. As we bring this week's episode to a close, I want to once again say thank you to Sophia for joining me today and sharing a little bit about her experience and her service with the AmeriCorps program and with the Every Mind host site. I hope you have enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest to chat with. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member or have any questions about serving, or perhaps your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in our show notes.